Now in chapter 50 and 51, here is the prophecy against the nation that at this time was the top nation in the world, the first great world power, and it is a nation that is to be destroyed. Judgment will come upon it. Now I'm just going to hit some high points here. Chapter 50, verse 1. The word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Now at this time it looked like Israel might disappear, but Babylon would continue. But God says Babylon is to be destroyed. But his people, verse 4, in those days and at that time, now this goes way down to the future, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, and they shall go and seek the Lord their God. They shall ask the way to Zion, and they're going back there. Now God says he intends to destroy Babylon. Verse 9, for lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country. Media Persia came down and destroyed them. And they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. And it was by a clever maneuver that Gobryas was able to take these people, and he did take them, and it is a tremendous statement. Media Persia will destroy Babylon. Now I drop down to verse 13. Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plague. Now, that prophecy has been literally fulfilled. Now, I drop down to verses 17 and 18. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him. And last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his lands, as I have punished the king of Assyria. Now God will punish Babylon. And now we're told that judgment will come in the future, and it will be utter destruction. Verse 26, come against her from the utmost border, open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. And you can look at Babylon today. It's a heap out there. It was utterly destroyed. Now we find here in verse 28, the report of the destruction of Babylon is to be announced in Zion. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. And that destruction is compared to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you read verses 38 through 40 here, which we'll not do, you'll see that that is true. And in verse 42, here is what Gobryas the Median did when he entered the city. We'll see that later. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They're cruel. They'll not show mercy. Their voice will roar like the sea. And they shall ride upon horses, everyone put in array like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon, and it would be destroyed.